That old familiar hymn, In the Garden, as sung in Sunday schools across the land, has been around so long that we figure it's as old as the hills around us. But actually, it was written by chemist C. Austin Miles in 1912, and you've just heard the voices of the folks who first introduced it at that time, Virginia Asher and Homer Rodehaver, who were singers and evangelists with the crusade of Reverend Billy Sunday. What if I told you, additionally, that this ancient recording from which we have heard these singers was made in Cincinnati in 1921? Some in the know might respond that there was no such thing as a recording studio in Cincinnati that early. But the Billy Sunday Tabernacles were temporary structures built to fit the property that they were able to engage for the crusade in a given town, and then pulled down over a couple of days. The Billy Sunday Tabernacle, which was built for the Sunday Crusade here in Cincinnati in the spring of 1921, also housed a little recording studio, run by Reverend Sunday singing leader Homer Rodehaver. More than 100 master discs were cut here, the first disc records cut in Cincinnati, and about 22 of them exist to be heard today. Homer Rodehaver was born in Union Furnace, Ohio, a wide spot in the road in Hocking County, about an hour southeast of Columbus. When he was still very young, Rodie's family moved to Jellicoe, Tennessee, where his father established a sawmill business. Rodie served in the Spanish-American War. In his long career as an evangelist, Homer claimed that he played in the band while Roosevelt's Rough Riders charged San Juan Hill, holding aloft the same trombone that he is seen with in many pictures. That's unlikely, as military records identify Homer Rodehaver as a drummer. Most likely, Homer took up the trombone when he entered Oberlin Conservatory around 1904. He did not graduate from Oberlin, as he was such a fine singer that evangelist William E. Biederwolf hired him out of college to become singing leader for the Biederwolf campaign in 1906. Rodie was so successful with Biederwolf that in 1909, the Reverend Billy Sunday made him an offer he couldn't refuse. Homer Rodehaver became Billy Sunday's right-hand man. In addition to serving as Sunday's singing leader and as duet partner to the influential women's evangelist Virginia Asher, Homer applied his background in the sawmill business to improve Reverend Sunday's construction of temporary tabernacles in which to hold revival meetings. Lumber would be purchased in the town where the crusade was held, and the temporary structure, which could hold between 10 and 20,000 people, would go up in 3 days and come down in two. The lumber was then sold back to the community to build houses for low-income people, hospitals, schools, what have you. Subdivisions sprang up at the end of roads built to lead motorists to Billy Sunday evangelistic meetings. In 1912, Rodehaver moved to Winona Lake, Indiana, and established, with the support of the Sundays, the Rodehaver Music Publishing Company, which initially printed song sheets for the Crusades, but rapidly grew into sheet music publication and hymnals. George Benard's The Old Rugged Cross was Rodie's first hit, and a huge one, and it was followed by In the Garden, which we heard earlier, and the hymns of Alfred and Bentley Ackley, brothers who worked closely with Rodehaver. Rodie moved very quickly to the top among hymn publishers in America, and brought the American vernacular hymn pioneered by Moody and Sankey into the 20th century and gave it an update to fit then current times and tastes.
I got a tune, you got a tune, all God's children got a tune, when it gets gonna put on the tune, gonna walk all over God's heaven. Everybody talk about a heaven ain't going there. Heaven, gonna walk all over God's heaven.
Rodie's association with the record industry began in the summer of 1913 with the Victor Talking Machine Company. By the end of the decade, he found himself recording the very same few hymns over and over again for different companies. He wanted Sacred Records to reflect the warp and weft of the religious experience in America, and to this end, in 1920, he founded the Rodehaver Record Company, whose flagship label was Rainbow Records. No one knows how Rody got his equipment or what it was like. We have no photographs of the actual gear, and no sign of it has turned up in Winona Lake. However, he began recording in Winona Lake in the summer of 1920 and was selling copies of his first release at the Winona Lake Bible Conference in late August. He also took advantage of the wealth of singers, preachers, and musicians at the conference itself and made several records during the event. As 1920 came to a close, Rody released his first catalog, a small pamphlet listing 25 records. Looking to increase his yield of releases, Rody apparently decided that the planned Billy Sunday revival meeting in Cincinnati, scheduled for mid-March through May the 3rd, 1921, seemed like a good candidate for making more Rainbow Records. First of all, a famed tenor, Dan Beddow, lived in Cincinnati and was a professor at the College of Music. Cincinnati was also a center of music education, and perhaps Rody felt that he might be able to obtain talent here that he could not get elsewhere. Rodehaver had a close friend named Lynn D. Merrill, who was a pilot. Rody bought Merrill's plane, emblazoned the device Rainbow Records on the side of it, and adapted it so that it could carry his recording equipment and supply of blank discs around. So when the construction crew showed up at the end of Merring Way to construct the Cincinnati Billy Sunday Tabernacle in the late winter of 1921, presumably Lynn Merrill and the Rainbow Records plane were landing not far behind them. The first I heard of Homer Rodehaver and recording in Cincinnati was a mention in an article by Bob Olson, who wrote the first study of Rodehaver's recording activity back in the 90s. Olson, in passing, mentioned that in April 1921, Homer Rodehaver did a demonstration of recording technology at Shillitoe's department store here in Cincinnati. In 1999, Patrick Feaster of Indiana University told me that he had a Rainbow record credited to the Cincinnati Tabernacle Chorus. This record affords us the chance to hear 2,000 of our citizens in 1921 singing in harmony. Needless to say, encountering this disc made me want to know what else Rodehaver recorded in Cincinnati, and I discovered that in order to find out, I needed to make a trip to the Reniker Museum in Winona Lake to research through as many records and vintage Rainbow catalogs as I could find to narrow down the list of suspects. This I did in 2004. One fellow who took an interest in the work I was doing was Mike Montgomery of Southfield, Michigan. Mike also had been working for a number of years on Rainbow, and he let me know that he was a little annoyed with me that I managed to document the release numbers on Rainbow before he had a chance to work it out himself. But we became fast friends and exchanged our information about Rainbow, and Mike turned me on to a lot of data about other obscure labels that Rodehaver operated later. Mike, unfortunately, passed away in 2010, and in 2012, I traveled to Michigan to acquire the collection of Rainbow records he had assembled. In among them were a number of test records which were from Rainbow and unpublished. I had no idea Mike had these, and he never mentioned them to me. I suspect he might not have known what they were for the most part, but all but one of these sides were made in Cincinnati. Not all of the records were necessarily what Rodehaver was looking for to issue. Many of these Cincinnati tests are marked no good, including this one, apparently from a sister act. This one features an amateur orchestra, perhaps from one of the many music schools in Cincinnati in 1921. And finally, this disc was rejected for technical reasons owing to the bad balance of the recording, with a cornet soloist up front and center, and the orchestra perhaps a little bit too far away. However, the remarkable soloist here, not mentioned on the label, is someone I know from other Jeanette records made a little later, Frank Simon, leader and founder of the legendary Armco Band of Middletown. Billy Sunday Crusade moved on to West Virginia in May, and Rodehaver flew his recording equipment back to Winona Lake. At the end of August, just as the Winona Lake Bible Conference was wrapping up, the Rainbow Records plane crashed into the ground, killing Lynn Merrill and Homer's youngest brother, Jack, who was 19. By the end of the year, the Rodehaver Record Company was based in Chicago, where it continued to operate near to the end of the 1920s under the direction of Homer's brother Yumbert, though the Rainbow Records label itself folded early in 1926. Just as soon as Rodehaver bowed out of the sacred record market, everyone else got into the game, and the labels to which he was closest at the time, Jeanette, Paramount, and OK, were the first to make the plunge, though Columbia and Victor were not far behind. Heaven, which we heard earlier, recorded in Cincinnati, was in print far longer than any other title made here. It was still being sold on Sears' Silvertone label as late as 1930. Rainbow Records and its affiliated concerns introduced the gospel record industry to America, and Cincinnati played a key role in bringing Homer Rodehaver's mission to its destination. For Cincinnatians, it affords the opportunity for time travel to an event which happened here nearly 100 years ago. For Around Cincinnati, I'm Dave Lewis.
Not the preacher, not the deacon, but it's me, oh Lord, standing in the need of prayer. Not the preacher, not the deacon, but it's me, oh Lord.